Therefore, watch and remember that by the space of 3 days or years, days for us, I cease not to warn everyone night and day with tears. Now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. I have coveted no man's silver or gold or apparel. And by the way, every time we talk to someone in Mexico, their perspective of Christianity were people who wanted money. That's what they would tell us. Look at verse 34. Yea, ye yourselves know that these hands have ministered unto my necessities and to them that were with me. I have showed you all things, how that so laboring ye ought to support the weak and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said it is more blessed to give than to receive. And when he had thus spoken, he kneeled down and prayed with them all, and they all wept sore and wept and fell upon Paul's neck and kissed him, sorrowing most of all for the words which he spake, that they should see his face no more. And they accompanied him unto the ship. Very touching story right there. Well, the last day that we were there, my friend from Canada, this lady goes into her driveway, and she's getting in. She looks like she's in a hurry, and he goes, and he, you know, I go, hey, can I give you this DVD for free? He just says, can I give you the gospel? And she was like, sure, yeah. She leaves her door open. Well, we didn't know that her son had actually the day before had gotten saved by one of the people in our group, gotten that guy saved. And she heard about it because her son was like a troublemaker. And she heard it and she was like, wow, you know, he's excited about the fact that he got saved. So that's actually what kind of motivated her to listen to what my partner had to say. So he's witnessing to her, and that kind of just gave him a space. And I was actually during that time making an Instagram report of what I was doing. And I'm like, yeah, it's going great here. You know, and it only gives you like a couple seconds you can talk. So it stops and a girl walks up. And I say, hey, can I give you a DVD for free? And she goes, yeah. And I say, you know, can I give you the gospel and stuff like that? And she listens. She gets saved. And I report that on the Instagram if you saw that. Well, that ended up being her daughter. These families are big in Mexico. She gets saved. Of course, the son got saved the day before. And then the mom is about to get saved. The mom gets saved. And I go up and he tells me, he goes, yeah, she just got saved right now. And I said, man, congratulations. What a blessing. And she goes, can I have a Bible? And he said, yeah, of course. And we give her a Bible. Actually, he gives her his own Bible, like leather-bound Bible. It was the last door. It was the last one, and we had to leave after that. This is the last salvation. And then she grabs it, and with tears in her eyes, she goes, when are you coming back? You know, and it's just like, I look at my partner, he looks at me, and we're just like, and we just said, we'll be back. And tears on her, she says, when are you coming back? What do you say? Yeah. And I just said, you know, we'll come back. Yeah. I said, we promise we'll be back. Amen. Promise. And, you know, I talked to Pastor Anderson about that, and he said, we got to come back.
Amen.
He says, we got to come here at least twice a year. You know, because it's so open. And she has tears. She goes, and she said, she says, I just want to thank you so much. My son saved. My daughter got saved. I got saved. Please come back. What do you say to that? You know, and it just reminded me of that story. Because people are weeping, and they're just like, we're never going to see him again. But you know what? These people can see us again. Good. We can go back. Good. Make the commission great again.
Amen.